I strongly agree with you, and I have to say that it's so crucial to engage in dialogue when it comes down to these economic issues, looking at economic opportunities, opportunities between countries to invest in various energy resources, economic resources. I'm very excited. This is one of the many projects that I've been actively involved in, and I think that it's a great way to get the government and businesses to get together to talk about various opportunities and various ways of increasing business internationally.
What we have both Canada and Poland, I mean, except of all those branches of economy that I mentioned before, I mean, it's another one that's very important and with the big future, they are creative industries. And I mean, when we are talking about creative industries, we are thinking mostly about the United States or Japan or Great Britain. In both countries, in Canada and Poland, we are having, I mean, very skillful engineers, and we are having very, very skillful artists, people who are deeply involved in the creative industries, working for international companies. I mean, it will be time to join forces. I'm observing how Polish companies are searching to invest in Canada, in Vancouver, just probably in this particular sector. And in recent years, two Polish companies invested here in the gaming sector, so video games. That's the one of the Polish horse of the bell in the creative industries sector. So the range of cooperation is much more broader than we can imagine.
Absolutely. Your Excellency, as the Consul General of the Republic of Poland in Vancouver, what would you say are some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with the work that you do?
The more rewarding is the appreciation of Polish community and first of all for Polish veterans who are prized not only from the side of the Polish community or Polish consulate, but also by the local government. Up to now, Polish combatants, they were mostly doing well in the Polish circle. I'm happy that authorities of British Columbia or Alberta that they started to appreciate those old people, appreciating their involvement in the Second World War and they have and the way in which they were fighting against Nazi Germany. So I'm very pleased that Canada is paying much more attention also on those veterans and building through that and the much more stronger connection with the Polish community. And I am very grateful for this. This appreciation is very rewarding for my job here. And the second element is the fact that Canadian entrepreneurs are looking on Poland more and more as a partner, are trying to search Polish companies as partners in their business. They are not looking on Poland only as a place where to go to make a quick money and come back. So the fact that Canadian businessmen they change their mind and they are trying to build upon Polish-Canadian relations a solid foundation for a Polish-Canadian or Canadian-European business. It's really very important. Important. The fact that Canadian business people realized that Poland is really in the center of Europe and it has a strong economy is a strong political partner, has a very stable political system, and strong business structures. And because of that, Poland is worth to make a solid long-term business with. It's really very important. And it makes me very happy.
In terms of serving the community, you have been actively involved in making a significant impact by working closely with the members of your community. What would you say are some of your main goals as the Consul General of the Republic of Poland?
Serving local Polish community is really a very challenging and very demanding job. First of all, we are having here a lot of people who are old and who are retired, and they need to have a very particular assistance from the consulate, who is bridging them with the Polish institutions. Some of them they're having still some administrative deals with Polish institutions, so we are helping them. But the most important, challenge that we are having in consulate is just to serve young Polish Canadians and to help them to understand that being Canadian and being Polish Canadian, it's a really important thing, because it's on them to build up a strong bridge between Poland and Canada. It's also very important to make them understand that the Polish heritage, it's their very strong point. It's a big asset in the curriculum. I would like that they would discover that the fact that the Polish heritage that they're having can serve them very well in their professional life. We are having wonderful people from the young Polish Canadian professionals group in Alberta, who are partially educated in Poland. And this Polish education, from time to time, there are people who were born here and went to Poland for education. This Polish education makes them much more receptive, much more open-minded. You know, Polish people are very creative. In the past, we were described as crazy people. But this craziness is in fact creativity. So because of our past, because of our history, we are able to invent, to combine things which would never come to the mind of Anglo-Saxons. So this creativity helps us to design the new models of Audi or Porsche or other cars. So Polish designers are well known in the world of business. But Polish engineers here in British Columbia or in Alberta are also well known for finding extraordinary solutions in their professional life. So, I would like to make understand young Polish Canadians that being Polish is really cool. It's a important surplus that they are having and they can spend for building up their professional career. And being Polish patriot is in the same time being very good patriot of Canada.
I'm very proud of my Polish heritage, and growing up in Canada, my parents taught me about the impact of being Polish. Both of my parents came to Canada from Poland, and my grandma came to Canada as well. My grandma, Urszula Malinowska, was a teacher in Poland. And when she came to Canada and when my mom had me, my grandma emphasized the importance of teaching me about my roots, teaching me about Poland, teaching me about the history and the strength of Poland. As you mentioned, Poland has produced some of the brightest engineers, brightest entrepreneurs, and some of the hardest working people that anyone will have the privilege of working with or meeting. And growing up, my grandma taught me how to read and write in Polish. And now, being born in Canada, I learned how to read and write in Polish before I learned how to read and write in English. And one of the main reasons as to why my grandma wanted me to do that is because she wanted me to be close to my heritage and to understand the impact of being Polish. And I have to say that I'm very grateful and thankful to my grandma and to my mom and my dad and my family for teaching me an immense amount about the history of Poland and the role that Poland has played internationally. And a lot of my colleagues and friends, they have a European background, and a lot of my friends are very passionate about the work that I do because they can see how engaging and passionate I am about having a strong Polish-Canadian background. And one of the things that I oftentimes advise people with European backgrounds or any background is to be proud of who you are and to be proud of where you come from. And oftentimes when one is born in a different country, a country that's different from the country that their parents were born in, the heritage, the focus on the roots can oftentimes be diminished. And I think that it's always important to remember where your family has come from, because your family is so close to you, and understanding where your parents came from, where your parents' parents came from, is very important. Growing up, I did have an opportunity to travel to Poland many times, and now being in my mid-20s, I am planning on attending the summit that's coming up in Poland. And that is something that is very dear to my heart because, as I mentioned, I'm very proud of being Polish and I'm very passionate about the impact and the work that Poland is doing internationally as a key player. And I oftentimes advise youth to be involved in a lot of events and conferences and forums that happen. If there is something that's happening that you're passionate about and if it's involving your background, then it's a great way to not only be engaged in the process, but it's a great way to open up a discussion and for others who are perhaps interested in being engaged in the work that you're doing. It's a great way to involve the members of the community in upcoming projects. In July of 2016, the Polish city of Krakow will host World Youth Day, and more than 2 million young people from all over the world will visit the city to hear and see Pope Francis. Oftentimes I get asked by today's youth about the best advice that I can provide them in terms of being more actively engaged in the community. And I oftentimes advise those who are interested in pursuing international relations and affairs. I oftentimes advise these students to be engaged in these events, roundtables, conferences that are happening, because it's a great way to become educated. In terms of your background and your experience serving members of the community, for those who are interested in pursuing diplomacy, what is the best advice that you can provide to the youth out there who are perhaps considering the possibility of becoming a diplomat? At the same time, what is the best advice that you can provide to the Polish-Canadian youth who are interested in learning more about the work that Poland has done internationally?